Under the state constitution, it takes a majority vote in the assembly to impeach an official and a two-thirds vote in the Senate to remove them from office. During his campaign for an open Senate seat, Republican Dan Knoedl floated the prospect of impeaching liberal Supreme Court candidate Janet Protasiewicz, but Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux downplayed that possibility in an interview with WISN-TV Wednesday.
To impeach someone, they would need to do something very serious. So no, we are not looking to start the impeachment process as a regular occurring event in Wisconsin.
Knoedl backed away from his impeachment comments after he and Protasiewicz both won their elections. The only impeachment in Wisconsin history happened in 1853. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.